sort of process really reminds me, like, the Anatthalagana Sutta, that central piece being the questioning.
Right.
When the Buddha gives, like, talks, or, you know, when he instructed his monks on anatta, you get this sense of, like, you know, encouraging them to think for themselves and to ask them these questions and to, you know, it's not just a philosophical thing. It's like...
Yeah, if you're not sort of memorizing a philosophical doctrine. There's an inquiry, and also like that book is actually the karma of questions. It says how do we question things skillfully, so that because there certainly like Ajahn Chah, when you read his biography or when you read some of those, it comes across more in the biography. When he talks about his own practice. But that was formed a large part of his book, really bringing up questions in his mind. And it's part of the exploration of Dhamma. It's questioning skillfully here. That inquiry is not just a restless proliferation. It's important to have a skillful way of questioning so that it highlights restlessness or doubt or desire or ill will or the sense of self or the sense of attraction or the sense of attachment. So it's a question that actually helps shine a light on.